On the phone with us, comedian Pat Godwin, coming to the Astra Theater in Jasper on Saturday night, August 22nd. What a show it is going to be, Pat. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you for calling me, having me on.
Absolutely. Well, everybody might recognize the voice, of course, a regular on the Bob and Tom Show, which is featured on the Razor 94.5 every weekday morning. How long have you been with Bob and Tom now?
It's been about 7 years, actually. Time flies by. Josh Arnold, the comedian, has been on 10 years when Bob retired, I guess, 11 years or so ago. Josh Arnold came on board, and then I came on board. So it takes two guys to fill Bob's shoes.
Boy, that's for sure, no doubt about it. You guys have some fun. I mean, that's what it's all about, just having a good time. We were talking before we went on. The Bob and Tom listeners are truly some of the best, too.
Yeah, they really are. They want to hear, like, unique things. Like, I have to be prepared to do, just about anything. I mean, people that listen in their trucks, for example, are really intense listeners. They'll ask you something you did once that you barely remember. And that's kind of, like, really... it's heartwarming to, you know, to realize that you're that important to these people, you know?
Absolutely.
You're their friend when they're in the car, or however people listen, and people are listening a lot of different ways this time. But the Bob and Tom Show, even though it's been around a long time, even this new version of it is just a lot of fun. Josh Arnold is fantastic, really witty and fun, and the show just keeps rolling along.
And
changing, too.
Absolutely.
Growing and being, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have it now on the Razor 94.5 weekday mornings, 5 to 10 a.m. You could tune in for the Bob and Tom Show. And your brand of comedy is different, Pat. I mean, when people come out to see Pat Godwin live, you mix in a little bit of everything, regular comedy, stand-up comedy, but you get the guitar out. You love to play songs, unique songs that you just don't hear every day.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I get these stories that we're going to do that day, and they inspire these songs that I write, and I get there about 4 a.m., and I write them quickly, and I think that having a deadline causes these songs to come from a magical place. It's really, I don't even know sometimes how I get these things done by 6 a.m., so to go on the air with it, something fresh and a story that we're just talking about, I think is unique, so you get a chance to write about a lot of different subjects that you normally wouldn't write about. And this, like, is so fantastic for me and my career, because I don't think I'd be sitting home writing about these kind of things if it weren't for the Bob and Tom Show. So it's a very unique thing to have Tom, hey, there's a story about this thing over, you know, there's a highway spill with all these oranges on Highway 95. Why would I be writing a song about that? Then when you do, and you make it funny if you're lucky enough to, and something very unique comes out of it, you know?
It's great. It truly is. And you take real life experiences, too, that you've lived through. And you sometimes just get a piece of paper and start writing about that, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I lead with. I lead with my own vision and my own worldview and my own life. And I try to be as critical of my own life as possible in a humorous way. And that I bring my own thing to the Bob and Tom Show, like what I've been going through, whether it's divorce or having a young son. The Hotel Pool song from my last album is about traveling with my son, and Tom allows me to bring these original songs in, and they're satirical and funny, and it adds to the show. And that's like the crux of what I bring to the table, as well as just these rich, you know, Bob and Tom like things. You know, Bob and Tom can be a fun, sometimes racy little show, and I'm able to add my own angle to it, which Tom allows. I mean, he allows me to do whatever I really want to do because he knows I know the boundaries and he knows I'm going to make it as good as I possibly can. So thanks for saying that.
Absolutely. Well, and you do just that. You're going to see it live at the Astra Theater on the Square in Jasper, Saturday night, August 22nd. One big show. I promise, get your tickets. This one's going to sell out, I have no doubt. This guy is great. And we were talking about the Astra before we went on, Pat. What a great venue, huh? Isn't that a beautiful theater?
Yeah, I love theaters like that. There's one in my hometown of Wilkes-Barre that's almost very similar to the Astra. It's called the Paramount. I'm from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and I just love theaters like that. They're not too big, and you can still really connect with people. You know, I love it.
Comedian Pat Godwin again coming to the Astra, part of the Bob and Tom Show every weekday morning on Razor 94.5. Get your tickets now, astratheater.com. Pat, you know, in your illustrious career, you've hit some milestones. You're not just on Bob and Tom now, but you've had quite a few appearances on national circuit over your career.
Yeah, well, I did the I did the Tonight Show when I was a kid, and then I did serious music for about 10 years, had an album or two out, but then when I started doing comedy, I ended up on a radio station in Philadelphia, the WMMR Morning Zoo, one of the first morning zoos in the country, and we were Howard Stern's first syndicated market. We were all fired in 94, and then I went to the Stern Show for a while. So being on the Bob and Tom is the best experience of my life, but I've been on three of the most successful morning shows in the whole country. So it's very interesting that I was started off as a serious songwriter, but then was able to do, you know, so many various things. And to be a part of three incredible morning shows is pretty amazing. The Bob and Tom experience is my favorite because it's a four-hour show where I, you know, it's a really more personal kind of a thing, you know. The Morning Zoo, I think we played about four classic rock songs as well as doing a Morning Zoo show, but Bob and Tom is just full on, you know. We're doing our own thing for 4 hours.
So. Absolutely. Well, it's a brand of comedy that you're going to love. Again, Patton, you don't even know what's going to end up on stage a lot of times. It's just something they don't want to miss.
Well, it's a pretty organic experience because everything leads to a song. So, I mean, if I'm going to set something up, sometimes they're set up with audience interaction. You know, I do the Springsteen bit called Every Springsteen Song where I'll get, because every Springsteen song you need a girl a car job, you hate town, you want to lead. So I go out in the crowd and I'll find a woman and then we'll create the Springsteen song on the spot and things like that. So you're able to talk to the audience and then get somewhere at the same time. It's just not crowd work for crowd work's sake. You know, it's something I developed in the clubs because, at the time, you know, I didn't know how to put a comedy set together. I was just, you know, you're doing an hour out there and you're just trying to put these songs in there. How am I going to do that? Well, for me, it involved talking to the audience a little bit. Now I know I'm leading this somewhere. And then it can be very improvisational depending on what information they give me, you know. And that just came from writing so much, being on the show, writing, you know, every day you start to get to learn how to really do it quickly and on your feet. And when the audience sees that happen, they realize that, man, this is something, this is fun. I mean, I have a really good time doing it, and they can kind of sense that. And it's something they've really never seen before. You know, people are usually a little more structured with their sets, but I've been doing it to the point where I feel comfortable up there. And even whatever, I've seen a lot of craziness happen, so, I mean, nothing really throws me. I really have a good time.
It's going to be a great night. Again, August 22nd, astratheater.com, A-S-T-R-A. Theater.com. Get your tickets now for Pat Godwin from the Bob and Tom Show. Looking forward to it. Proudly presented by the Razor 94.5 WRZR, your home for Bob and Tom mornings. Pat, great catching up with you. We're looking forward to having you back at the Astra in Jasper. It's going to be a fun night. Safe travels and keep up the great work.
I'll see you on August 22nd.